It wasn't long before a new sales manager was brought in. His name was Steve, another big dog, but with entirely different skills. He was the antithesis of my first manager. He was a retriever big dog, a rare and magnificent animal. I remember our first sales meeting with him. We had just survived a hostile big dog pit bull, so we were all pretty low on confidence and patience. Many of us already had one paw out the door, but we were mostly young, scrawny pups, and although we were hungry and cranky, we were still anxious to make our mark. Steve was a large fellow with a big, broad smile and a booming voice. He was kind of like a big old St. Bernard of a man. He was strong and friendly, but he could turn sarcastic and nasty in a heartbeat. He was also a big believer in training, something my first manager rejected. After that meeting, he sat each of us down individually and got to know us, know our habits, our social lives, our personalities, and our hobbies. I recall that he seemed to listen a lot more than he spoke. After each meeting, he set out specific tasks for each of us, which were slightly different from person to person. He had the pit bulls making cold calls. He had the retrievers making customer service visits. The chihuahuas were conducting market research, while the poodles were schmoozing key prospects. Meanwhile, the Bassets worked on strengthening the relationships with some of the biggest clients. He acknowledged the breeds of the kennel and put people in positions where they could succeed. But Steve didn't rest there. He took it one step further. He worked on developing us both individually and as a group to be stronger and more efficient. We learned the talent of our own breed while acquiring some of the skills of the other breeds. The Chihuahuas learned how to make dynamic presentations. The retrievers learned how to cold call, and the pit bulls learned how to have patience and to listen. We were not squeezed into becoming something we were not. We were simply rewarded for being who we were, while we were also encouraged to become more of who we were. It was an extension of ourselves rather than a denial of ourselves, and that made all the difference. Each one of us was coached and trained according to our own personal strengths. Steve spent a great deal of time learning our strengths and developing them early. And Burroughs spent a ton of money sending us to training classes all over the country, but their commitment certainly paid off. Once one of the worst performing branches for Burroughs, our branch became an awesome selling machine. Within 18 months, we became the number one branch per capita sales in the country, and I became number one in the U.S. Steve took the time to identify the breeds of dogs he had working for him, and as a good trainer, proceeded to groom us all to be fierce hunters, loyal companions, and voracious learners. Each of us took something with us from that job that we carried through the rest of our lives. Bone. One reason some dogs can sell and others cannot is not an innate selling gene or random luck, but that some are trained and some are not. True, there are some naturals, but very few. Great performers are coached and counseled to excellence.